Das kann so sagen, dass ich habe gesagt, wenn ich würde sagen, warum darf nun Tess? Sagt immer, Rav said, if the Mizbech becomes damaged, all the Korbanos that are shechted, they are apostle. Meaning if they're left alive and not shechted until Mizbech is repaired, the carbon will be kosher. We had a pasuk that taught this, but we forgot what pasuk it was. This is what Rav said. When Rav Kahana went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, saying in the name of Rav Yishmael, the son of Rav Yossi, that it's learned from the pasuk of Zavachta Olav as Oilasecha Vyashlamecha. Now, do we actually shecht on the Mizbech? Olav? Rather, the word Olav is to be understood as saying because of. We shecht because of the Mizbech. If the Mizbech is complete, the Shechita of the carbon is kosher. If not, if it's not complete, then it's not kosher. Rabbi Yechanan argues on Rav and says whether the carbon was shechted while the Mizbech is damaged or if they held off the Shechita until after it was repaired, the carbon is still posel. The Gemara says, Machlek between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is that Rav holds that living things can't be rejected, that the Baal Chaim are not Nidochen. Rabbi Yechanan says that they are Baal Chaim Nidochen. Fact Mar Bryce says all kabbalas that were made kadosh before the mizbech was built and the mizbech was then built are possible. Now this can't actually refer to kabbalas that made kadosh before the mizbech was built because then they would then be rejected at the time of their being made kadosh. It also can't refer to kabbalas made kadosh before the mizbech was destroyed, before the first base of mizbech was destroyed, because it would be obvious that the carbon could not be brought then when the second base of mizbech was rebuilt, because at that time the animal would be too old to be a kosher carbon. Rather, we have to understand that the Bryce is referring to a mizbech that became damaged. This shows that an animal made kadosh before it was damaged becomes possible, and it's the chayyur it shlugs up Rav. And for Digmara, we anyway have to amend the brisa, so we can say amend it further and say that the brisa is referring to karbanos that were shechted before the mizbeach was damaged. Second, we find that Rav Gittel named Rav said that if the inside mizbeach was taken away, we may burn the katoris in the place where the mizbeach stood. We see that Rav holds that the physical mizbeach is not essential. So how could he say that the karbanos become possible because of the damaged mizbeach? And for the words like Rava said, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that blood of a carbon must be offered on the actual Mizbech. So too, we would say that Rav would agree that blood of a carbon has to be offered on the actual Mizbech. We see the view of Rabbi Yehuda and Abraisa. The Abraisa says, the Pasuk says that Shlomo made the floor of the Azara Kadosh so that he can burn the oilers on the floor, because on the day of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbech was too small to accommodate the burning of all the Karbanos that they brought. On that day, they brought 142,000 Karbanos on that day. Rabbi Yehuda understands these words as they're written, meaning, and it's regarding this that he said that he agreed that although the burning could be on the floor, but the blood would have to be offered only on the Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi said Shlomo would bring 1,000 Karbanos on the Mizbech of Moshe, and the Mizbech that Shlomo built had an area that of burning, to burn. The area on the Shlomo's Mizbech that you were able to burn, it was 4 times larger than the area of burning on Moshe's Mizbech. Therefore, the pasuk means to say that Moshe's Mizbech was removed from service at that time. And the pasuk says the old Mizbech was too small as the reason that the new one was brought in, but the new one wasn't too small. Rabbi Yehuda says the new Mizbech was not large enough for the Kabbalists of that day because he holds that the Mizbech of Moshe was larger than what Rabbi Yehuda holds it was. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the new Mizbech was only 11 times larger, not 400 times larger like he held. Therefore, the floor of the Azara had to be made Kaddish to accommodate. Rabbi Yehuda learns that Moshe's Mizbech was larger based on the Gzeri Shava on the word Ravua from the Mizbech of Yecheskel. Zok Tigamara Vaiter, Rabbi Yossi dashens this word to teach a Gzeri Shava to the inside Mizbech, to teach that the outside Mizbech was actually 10 Amos tall rather than 3 Amos tall, as stated in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda said it can't be that it was 10 Amos tall because the curtains around the Azara were only 4 Amos tall. I'm sorry, 5 Amos tall, which would mean that according to you, Rabbi Yossi, when the Kohen was on the Mizbech, he'd be visible to everybody. Rabbi Yossi said the curtains were actually 15 Amos tall, as suggested by another Pasuk. When the Pasuk says the curtains were 5 Amos tall, it means that they were 5 Amos taller than the Mizbeach. Also, when the Pasuk said that the Mizbeach was 3 Amos tall, it means it was 3 Amos tall from the point of the ledge and up. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen would be seen when he did the Avodah, because the curtains were only 2 Amos higher than where he was standing. So if he was taller than 2 Amos, he would be seen by everybody on the outside. Mar said it wasn't a problem. The Kohen could be seen, but the Avodah that he was doing could not be seen. And that's the main thing that we wanted to keep private, was the Avodah that was being done. And that would be covered by the curtains.